We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Thursday morning, 57 degrees. As I said, it's gusting, the wind gusting up to about 23 miles per hour right now. Tracking the pandemic locally, Sedgwick County health officials say the county now has 64 confirmed cases and that 8 local patients have recovered from COVID-19. One death is reported in Sedgwick County, 12 across Kansas. Number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Kansas has risen to at least 501 in 41 counties, according to reports from local and state health officials. And the state health department reports more than 5,400 people have tested negative for the virus.
Wichita City Council members have issued a temporary ban on city playgrounds and public restrooms.
The city says it's another way to keep the community safe. City Council member Brandon Johnson says people can still be active at the parks.
You can still run around and jog and dance and things like that. It's just for the time being, we're asking everyone to stay off of our equipment.
Johnson says the city made this decision to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Signs will be placed around the parks to remind people the park equipment is closed. Park and rec leaders say this ban will last 20 to 30 days, but hope people continue to be active. They would also like to remind the public to wash their hands after visiting the public parks. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
President Trump at the daily White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing praised those who are helping to treat COVID-19 patients.
They walk in, men, women, young, middle-aged, not so many older ones. And I watch them. They're almost like, and I think I take the word almost out, they're like warriors. They're going in. People are cheering. Where there's a building across the street, the people are screaming. They're clapping. They're like heroes.
White House officials are projecting between 100,000 and 240,000 deaths in the U.S., with coronavirus fatalities peaking over the next 2 weeks.
The COVID-19 outbreak is affecting healthcare providers all across Kansas, including the state capital.
The outbreak is putting a financial strain on healthcare providers, which are facing an increase in the cost for supplies and a sharp drop in the number of patients seeking routine and non-emergency care. Topeka-based Stormont Vale CEO Robert Kennegy said that cuts in wages are necessary so all staff can continue getting paid. Staff working face-to-face with patients in acute care and emergency settings are exempt from pay cuts. Others will see reductions ranging from 10 to 50%. When sacrifice is required, we have vowed to share it equitably, said Kennegy, who is taking a 35% cut.
That's the Kansas Information Network's Danielle Norwood reporting.
A Western Kansas man is jailed after he allegedly coughed on an 11-year-old girl and told her he was going to give her the coronavirus. Scott County Police say 31-year-old Chance Archie Siemens of Scott City is being held in the county jail on possible charges of terrorism and criminal threat. Chief David Post says police were called to a Dollar General store in Scott City Tuesday night after a man allegedly told the girl he was going to give her the virus and then coughed in her face.
At least 93 among 5,000 sailors have tested positive for COVID-19 on board the USS Teddy Roosevelt. Fox's Trace Gallagher reports.
1,000 sailors who were on board the USS Roosevelt aircraft carrier are now ashore in Guam. An additional 1,700 sailors will join them in the coming days. The ship's captain, Brett Crozier, wrote a blunt letter to Navy Brass, which was leaked to the San Francisco Chronicle, asking that most of the ship's 5,000-member crew be taken off the carrier. Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley says the ship needs a crew.
It has munitions on it, it has expensive aircraft, and it has a nuclear power plant.
There was speculation that Captain Crozier would face punishment punishment for sending the letter, but the Navy says he was doing what he was supposed to be doing, though the captain could be punished if he's the one who actually leaked the letter.
The Navy says it's working with officials on Guam to find hotel rooms to house sailors from the ship.
Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yesterday, we hit 73 for the high in Wichita. We'll be close to that again today, but we have much colder air coming in behind a strong front by tonight and tomorrow, and that will bring our temperature down quite a bit. A few scattered showers or a thunderstorm this morning. It's going to be breezy and near 70 for the high this afternoon. Rain tonight, Tarlo 34, then drizzle early Friday with a high in the upper 40s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And now partly cloudy as again southeast wind gusting to 23 miles per hour and 57 degrees. Taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning. Just a lot of, looks like cloud cover around south central Kansas. Sedgwick, Sumner, Butler County, up toward Hutchinson. There is some rain now, but it's all to the east of us at this time and to the north. Northeast of Emporia, up toward Topeka, there's some showers going on there. And over down here near Chanute and then down into the south of Coffeyville down in the northern part of Oklahoma. So, and all this is drifting from west to east, and not much happening right here in our area, at least not right now. Steve and Ted here at 6:34 on this Thursday morning. Well, Ted, this is April 2nd, Thursday, day after April Fool's Day. On this date in 1917, President Woodrow Wilson asked Congress to declare war against Germany, saying the world must be made safe for democracy. Congress declared war 4 days later. That's the way we do it now is, you know, well, the president declares war, and it's pretty much the same, only sometimes we don't go ahead and have the Congress declare war. I've just picked up a new book. Thank you.
When's the last time we had Congress declare war?
World War II? Two, maybe. Yeah.
So we don't do it the same way as we used to.
Oh, yeah, World War II. I picked up another book about, I've got a book I just got to, it's a good one. And it's about Churchill, how he became prime minister and for the first few months of the Blitz and how he behaved there and what his family was doing. There's a lot going on there. And I'm already learning some interesting. I did not know that in World War I, the Germans actually used dirigibles, blimps, to fly over England and drop bombs.
Yeah.
That was, apparently was the first aerial bombardment. And they wrote about this one. The bomb was 13 feet long, and it could take out a complete city block.
Oh, my gosh.
They're carrying us in this, airship. Of course, I guess they didn't. That must have been before they had biplanes to go up and shoot it down, which I would think that's what they would do. But interesting. World War One. And again, just when things clear up later this year in the summer, if you get a chance, you want to go to Kansas City and see something, that World War One museum is pretty good, don't you think,
Ted? It's amazing.
Okay.
One of the best museums I've ever been to.
I say pretty good, you say amazing. So I'd say, oh, it is good then, if you agree. All right. Yeah, that's a good museum. There are all kinds of things to see there in Kansas City. Well, another neat one is that one, and I can't remember what it's called, but it's the one that has to do with the paddle wheeler. That sunk up there in the Missouri, and they brought it back up.
Yeah, the Arabia.
The Arabia. Yeah, I've been to that. Have you been to that museum?
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting.
That's phenomenal.
Wow. So, you know, Kansas City's got some great museums, but right now they've got a lot of problems with the virus up there. It's going to be a while before they can get the tourism back up. Of course, they don't have the Royals this summer. Wow. It's going to be an interesting year, an interesting summer. Background checks required to buy firearms have spiked to record numbers in the past month, fueled by a run on guns from Americans worried about their safety during the coronavirus crisis. The FBI says 3.7 million background checks were done last month.
Oh, my gosh.
The most for a single month since the system began in 1998.
Hmm.
It eclipsed the previous record set in December 2015 when 3.3 million checks were conducted. So people, I guess, want their guns and they need them. He made a promise and he kept it. Despite restrictions placed on him by the coronavirus pandemic, James Campbell promised he'd run a marathon if one of his Twitter posts got 10,000 retweets. He got the tweets.
Apparently that happened.
But he couldn't leave his house because this is in England, because the COVID-19 outbreak kept Britons indoors. But Campbell, a former javelin thrower, spent yesterday doing 20-foot shuttles from one end of his backyard to the other. It took him a bit over 5 hours, but he completed the long yet limited course. We had that story about the guy who did one on his balcony.
On his apartment balcony, yeah.
I got to tell you, just the turning around would wear out my knees in about
Your knee cartilage would explode.
I mean, I don't know how these guys have done this, but obviously they got it figured out on 20 feet, how many laps do I have to do, and then they just counted the laps. Somebody did anyway for 4 or 5 hours. That seems a little silly to me. I don't know. All right, guys, it's 6:38 now, Steve and Ted, and it's time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Our livestock futures yesterday found selling pressure as there have been some small packing plants, slow production, and even close and concerns about the large packing plants in the meat industry. Now, the limit down closes yesterday hit the feeder cattle and the lean hog futures, while the live cattle saw expanded limits to the downside. And today, all three of them will have expanded limits. Lean hogs also suffered more new contract lows, and we did see some cash cattle trade take place in the north and the south on a few thousand head at 112, some 113. On the close, June cattle down the expanded $4.50 limit at 87.57. May feeder cattle down $4.50 limit at 118.40, and the June lean hogs down their $3 limit at 57.32. Now, Wednesday, the new lows were made for the week in our grain and our soybean complexes. The December corn made a new contract low. December corn now on the weekly charts is trading the lowest it's been since September of 2018. Now, we saw renewed economic concerns over the coronavirus. They had a negative effect yesterday on all the markets, ag markets, energy markets, and the financial markets. We're seeing things look a little bit better this morning. May Kansas City wheat is down 7.25 cents at 467.75, but May corn's 3.25 higher at 338, with May soybeans down 0.75 cents at 862. May crude oil has jumped $1.97 to the upside at 22.28. June gold's up $13.60 at $1,605. The June S&P's 40.25 points higher at 24.88 1/4. June dollar index down 3 cents at 99.72. And June Dow Jones futures up 357 points at 21,098. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
I don't know if my old ticker can take these Dow Jones jumps every day up and down. Holy smokes, that's kind of tough.
It's been very erratic and very volatile. But the good news is, even with yesterday's downside, we were still quite a little ways from the lows that we had seen several sessions ago. So hopefully we're going to see a little bit of recovery today.
Yeah, I guess I just better not pay attention, maybe check in once a week on that. What do you think?
Maybe every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. Well, hey, our radar here indicated that there could have been some showers come through Butler County overnight. Did you see any over there?
You know, I thought the radar showed that too, but I have not seen any, and we've stayed dry so far.
Yeah.
The thing that got my attention is out there in northwest Kansas, they've got some ice out there, and they've got freezing temperatures.
Oh, okay. So a little slice of winter going on up there just in time for Palm Sunday coming up, huh?
Exactly. Oh, and it looks like we're going to see a little bit of it tonight and tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, it's going to cool off quite a bit. We're going down into the 30s tonight. I might have to go back out and unhook my garden hoses again. What do you think?
You might have to get those long johns out, too.
My what?
Long johns.
Oh, how old are you?
I was talking about donuts.
No, you got to explain what long johns are. These are men's underwear that used to go for, like, they're long, well.
Yeah, from your Adam's apple to your big toe.
One piece that goes clear down to the bottom there. And I guess they had a flap in the back that buttoned or something. And that's how you avoided having to take it off when you needed to go to the bathroom, I guess. I never had it.
Watch some of those old Westerns, and you'll see those guys wearing long johns.
Well, yeah, Lonesome Dove, they just bathed in there. Yeah. So that's a good way to go in the creek and bathe. Okay, thank you for updating up the long johns. Anytime I want to know something about men's underwear, I'm calling Tom Leffler.
Tom Leffler.
Yeah, he's been to the Men's Underwear Museum, wherever that might be, huh? Tom? Thank you, sir.
This turned into a bad situation
for
me.
Yes, it sure did. Let's get out of here. 6:42.
Yeah, hang up, Tom. Get up.
Bye, Tom.
While you still can.
All right, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.